Nolte, NBC poll shows Trump and Biden approval statistically tied. By John Nolte on January 19, 2021. President Donald Trump and his fraudulent seat Joe Biden are statistically tied in their respective approval ratings, per polling from the far-left NBC News, a fake news outlet. Oh, and Trump's approval rating is higher than her vice fraudulency Kamala Harris. Normally, I don't like to report on media polls, most especially KNLAW, the disgraced Fox News, and NBC News. Their polls are all rigged, and have been for at least three election cycles now. These fake outlets fabricate polls meant to demoralize Trump supporters. But this delicious piece of hidden info in this particular NBC poll, found over at Instapundit, is just too sweet to pass up. After years and years of the fake corporate media shielding him, after pumping him up as America's savior over the course of the 2020 presidential campaign, his fraudulency Joe Biden's incoming job approval rating is, per far-left NBC News, just 44%. Now get this. After years and years of the fake corporate media lying about President Trump, trashing President Trump, smearing him as a racist and Russian spy, and even after 2 weeks of falsely blaming him for the Capitol Hill riot, his approval rating sits at, per the far-left NBC News, 43%. Yep, Trump's approval rating is only a single point lower than his fraudulency's, which basically means it's a statistical tie. Wait, it gets better. In this same poll, her vice fraudulency Harris's approval rating is only 41%, which is 2 points lower than Trump. How hilarious is that? Actually, Trump's job approval rating is 51% today. For a reliable pollster, but even NBC News could not rig its poll to a point where Biden and Trump came out as anything other than statistically tied. The new poll found 43% of voters gave Trump a positive job approval rating, a result consistent with polling as recently as just before the November election. The network noted President-elect Joe Biden had an approval rating of 44%, while 40% responded negatively. Vice President-elect Kamala Harris's rating was neutral, with 41% approving and 41% disapproving. What we have here is just more proof the fake corporate media exist in their own little echo chamber, and have absolutely no effect on public opinion. The U.S. Capitol is basically under martial law right now. There are tens of thousands of troops there. There are walls covered in razor wire. And it's all kabuki theater, there is zero evidence of any threats. And it's all being done in an attempt to destroy Trump. But, look at these numbers. The media no longer matter. Sure, the media can still gin up riots, but only in Democrat-run cities. That's the only power these awful people and institutions have anymore. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.